Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Sengary. Hot drinks in the red hot summer? Really? What's the point? There is always iced coffee, but is it as simple as brewing up a pot and pouring it over ice? Melissa Pastanin, who writes for the Savermore section of the Burlington Free Press, went in search of the perfect way to make iced coffee. Melissa, welcome back to the VPR Cafe.
Cheers, Rick. Good to be here, as always.
What got you started on the trail of learning about iced coffee?
So I must admit I'm not a particular fan of iced coffee. I kind of drink my one cup of hot every morning. But I was intrigued when I ran into a new stand at the Burlington Farmers Market this summer, Northern Bayou Cold Brew. And I'd kind of heard about cold brew, but I didn't really know what it was. And that sort of got me thinking about cold coffee.
Okay, so what is cold brew and how does it relate to iced coffee?
So one of the first things I learned is that cold brew, although you'd think it would always be iced coffee, isn't necessarily always served iced or cold, but it is very popular as the base for iced coffee. So the guy whose stand I found at the Burlington Farmers Market, the Northern Bayou guy, is Ben Lee, and he's actually originally from Vermont. Then he went to school in Boston where he himself discovered cold brew because he had a wicked bad coffee habit and he was getting pretty bad heartburn. And he discovered that cold brew, which for reasons we'll talk about in a moment, has lower acidity, he could tolerate more coffee if it was cold brewed. And he was drinking it hot and I think cold. So he ended up in Brooklyn where cold brew is hot because it is, unfortunately, the hipster drink of the moment also. And then ended up coming back to Vermont and starting the company. So cold brew is, as it sounds, coffee that is brewed cold with cold water. So the most basic method is a steep, kind of like tea, sun tea people might be familiar with, a little bit different. But it was actually developed back in the 60s by a Cornell-trained engineer called Todd Simpson, and he developed a system called the toddy, so people might have heard of that. But essentially, it's a longer cold water brew.
And so how long are we talking about?
It really depends. There's actually lots of different twists on it, of course, and it ranges from really a straight seep to some systems that actually do some agitation or some movement. So it can be probably 12 to 24 hours, depending on how you're doing it.
You tried to find the best method for making iced coffee. So who did you consult?
So the go-to coffee guy in the area is a lovely gentleman by the name of Don Holly. He has worked in specialty coffee for many, many years. He's actually in a different part of the specialty foods world now, but he worked for a dozen years at Green Mountain Coffee Roasters before it was Keurig Green Mountain, and he ran the Specialty Coffee Association of America for 5 years. He sat down and talked with me about the science behind it all, and I'm not going to go into that in great detail, but basically coffee brewing is an extraction process. You're pulling the soluble materials out of an insoluble material, which is the coffee bean. So the cellulose, because it's a plant, I think most people know that. And there are 2,000 different soluble materials. So different ways of brewing pull those out in different ways. So how you brew or how you do your extraction impacts what comes out of the coffee. And of course, the variables also include what kind of coffee bean, how you're roasting that bean, how you're grinding that bean, what kind of water, how much water. And then when it gets to iced coffee, the temperature, the temperature for everything, but iced coffee can be done cold. And then how much liquid and ice, what kind of turbulence you use. Like espresso is a very high agitation way of brewing. I'm sure most people kind of know that sound and the intensity, whereas steeping has no turbulence. So that will pull out different things. So it's pretty fascinating and very complex.
So a lot of different methods, but no one right way.
Well, so that was what Don said to me. His preferred way of drinking iced coffee is to actually brew hot espresso into a cup of ice and then add either water, he likes skim milk and a little bit of sugar, because he believes his preference are the aromas that come out with the espresso type of brew. But other people, Ben Lee is one of them, prefer cold brew, which because it's cold, water doesn't bring out the same oils necessarily, the same tannins. So people believe it's more mellow. Some people call it a softer flavor. Other people who don't love it as much might say it has flatter flavor. So Don basically said it's all what you like with everything.
This is the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Sengary. With me today is Melissa Passanen of the Burlington Free Press. We're discussing iced coffee. Melissa, another place you visited was Scout & Company, which has locations in Burlington and Winooski. So what's their philosophy?
So one of the reasons I went to chat with them and I talked with Tom Green, one of their co-owners, was because I knew they didn't do cold brew and they're seriously into their coffee. So I figured they'd thought about it very hard, and they had. So Tom and his business partner don't believe that cold brew brings out all of the range of flavors and aromas in a coffee bean. So they use something that is called the Japanese method, which is actually a hot brew, but you brew directly into a thermos full of ice. So it actually stops the brewing process, you know, right after. It's sort of like blanching vegetables. Anybody who knows, you know, if you have beautiful fresh green beans, you put them in hot boiling water for a couple minutes and then you immediately throw them in an ice bath. So it stops and catches them at the perfect moment. So that's that method. And those guys believe that that makes a really good iced coffee.
Are some coffees better for making iced coffees than others?
Well, again, this will you'll hear different things, but Scout actually was using a coffee specifically from a relatively new roaster called Brio Coffee Works on the Pine Street corridor in Burlington. That's a naturally processed Ethiopian, which has a lot of citrus in it. So you can imagine that that would kind of read well in an iced coffee because it feels sort of summery and fruity. But it, you know, again, it really depends. But there are definitely beans that those who are expert would say do better as an iced coffee.
Did you come to any conclusion about whether cold brewed or hot brewed coffee was better for making iced coffee?
Again, my own personal taste. There are trade-offs with everything. Definitely if you want a milder and low acid version, the cold brew is probably your best bet. If you're looking for caffeine, you will also want to pick cold brew because actually because of the long extraction, Don Holly told me it has the most caffeine. I also chatted with some of the folks at Bluebird Coffee Stop, and Tyler Van Loo, who's their main barista there, said that there's even a hybrid where people will start it hot to bloom it and then finish in a cold brew way. So you get the best of both worlds. So I personally, I think I like a hot espresso style brew over ice, but you know, it's everyone to their own, right?
All right. And as we sign off,
you're going to taste a little cold brew.
All right. Melissa Passanen writes for the Save a Voice section of the Burlington Free Press as I get ready to drink this. Thank you so much, Melissa, for coming again.
My pleasure, Rick. How is it?
Oh, delicious. See, I love a colder
yeah,
cup.
Yeah.